Hello, everyone. Welcome to ninth grade poetry and our understanding of what poetry is. So you've had by now the opportunity to ask some individuals, what is poetry? And as you have found, there are many ways to define what is poetry. However, there are also some common grounds, elements that poetry has in and of itself. And yet, before we get started on that, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about some basic terms. So we're going to be talking about some basic terms and starting with the five elements that can be found within poetry. So now that you have learned about the five common elements or characteristics of poetry, let's go ahead and put them to practice. We will take a look at, I will be reading two poems, and you will be listening and taking notes of what sort of characteristics you are finding in these two poems. The first one is The Snail by William Cowper. Give but his horns the slightest touch, his self-collective power is such, he shrinks into his house with much displeasure. Wherever he dwells alone, except himself has kettles, none well satisfied to be his own whole treasure. Thus hermit-like his life he leads, nor partner of his banquet needs. And if he meets one, only feasts the faster. Who seeks him must be worse than blind. He and his house are so combined, if finding it, he fails to find its master. Write down any common characteristics that you found in this first poem. Now, Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening by Robert Frost. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake, to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. Write down any common characteristics that you heard from in that particular poem. We are now done with this particular session. Thank you very much. Now we are ready to start talking about the five common elements of poetry. They are not necessarily elements that are found in every single poem or every single time, yet they seem to be elements that seem to be a part of a poem and part of what makes a poem in and of itself classified as poetry. So let's go ahead and talk about the first one. Let's talk about image. So image is a picture in words. Basically, it creates some sort of mental picture in your mind. By using words, you are able to imagine this something with the use of words. Then we have rhythm and meter. And rhythm is the beat, the sort of pattern of the syllables and accents and how they get generated. And then meter is rhythm regularized. So sort of how you give it some sort of structure. And again, not every single poem will have this element in it. But generally speaking, we see it a great deal. Third element or characteristic is rhyme. So correspondence of sound of the endings of words or within a line. It can be in various places, usually used at the ends of the lines, but not always, because we also have internal rhyme, which would be inside. Then we all have stanzas and lines and stanzas. So a group of words in a row is basically your lines, and a group of lines in a poem is your stanza. And then finally, we have figurative language. So this is metaphorical or non-literal language, language that is being utilized, that is not literal. It's not literally what is intended to be said. And that provides us with a way to sometimes link what we're trying to say with that is unfamiliar, sort of like emotions, for example. It's a great example where we are going to generate those emotions through words, and we don't tell the reader what they should be feeling, but rather we help them understand the feeling through the words. And for that, we use figurative language. And those, for now, are the main five common elements in poetry.